Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate podcast with Clayton Morris. This is the show where we focus on buy and hold real estate. Why do we do it? We do it for the purposes of creating passive income and legacy wealth for you and your family. If you're interested in finding your freedom number, come over to our website at morrisinvest.com/freedom and download your free financial freedom cheat sheet today. Is America the best place to invest in real estate? You bet it is. That's today's show. Let's dive in. Hey everyone, I'm Clayton Morris. I'm the founder of Morris Invest, and I've rehabbed thousands of homes. And today we're going to talk about America. After all, in the States, it is the 4th of July holiday. And so I thought, what better way to sort of celebrate America than to talk about how great it is to invest? A lot of people internationally come to America in the real estate investing game because it's just so stinking onerous to try to invest out of this country, out of the United States. Let me give an example of an investor I spoke to the other day who is investing or was trying to invest in the Bahamas. Well, the amount of hoops and hurdles this individual had to jump through in order to try to buy just a piece of land was ridiculous. Not only did he have to file all sorts of paperwork with the country, they said it would take over a year before he would be able to be approved in order to buy this one piece of land. It was a vacant piece of land, for crying out loud. It wasn't even like he was buying an apartment complex or a single family home. It was just a vacant plot of land. So we see this all the time. We see it in countries like Australia, how difficult it is to invest and find great values. We see the Chinese, which are buying up so many American, so many American pieces of real estate. They bought up most of Canada until the Canadian government put the clamp down, so they can still buy in the United States because it's still very easy to buy real estate here. We have so many investors from foreign territories who are buying in the United States, and there's a reason for that. So on this 4th of July, our Independence Day here in the United States, I thought, let's celebrate the United States and talk about what an amazing place it is to invest in real estate. And I'm going to break down some of the new numbers on it. Before I get to the real estate side of things, I thought it would be beneficial for us to just to talk about a little bit about the stock market and some of the other asset classes here in the United States that make this such a fantastic place to invest. If you looked at the Federated Investors, which is a group of investors, they came out with a report just last week talking about the S&P 500 in the United States. And it's already popping from its current level, about 2,075 up to 2,300. That's a huge gain, about 13% gain. And by the end of next year, we're expected to see it upwards of 2,600 by the end of the year. And so we're seeing these huge growth in the stock market. Now, I'm not a big stock investor, but of course, when you have a healthy stock market and you have the S&P 500, you have the NASDAQ, all floating all boats. And of course, that's going to help everyone across the board. Now, some experts believe we will see some volatility perhaps later this year into 2018. But for now, we're seeing some fantastic numbers. We certainly saw that on the front pages of the Wall Street Journal this past week, even the Washington Post, praising this current state of affairs with the stock market and record highs inside of the stock market. So compared with, and let me just say this, compared with China, which is really slowing down, you have the Chinese right now, which never had debt. Now they have an enormous amount of debt. You have the Chinese government, which is buying up a lot of the country's own stock. So the Chinese government is buying up its own stock because it's basically starting to turn worthless. And that's very, very scary for what's unfolding in China right now. We also have a flatlining Europe. We see what's happening in the Eurozone right now, and it's really troubling. If you look at what the experts are saying, certainly we saw some in the Brexit with England removing itself from the European Union. But overall, there's still an enormous amount of debt and slow growth inside of Europe. And then Japan, also trouble on the horizon in Japan as well. So when you look at those markets, looking at the United States right now is a really healthy place to invest. So, and if you have experts are saying they believe the U.S. economy is going to continue to outperform many parts of the world in the next half decade, generate necessary profit growth, sustain current equity rates, and the rally is going to continue to go. So let's talk a little bit about some of the asset classes and some of the reason that people were a little scared before. They were concerned about like a real estate bubble in the United States. They're saying, well, is this, are we seeing a real estate bubble in the United States? Is it a healthy place to invest right now? I'm telling you, America is the number one place to invest in real estate right now. So when you consider the aspects of a bubble, right, particularly in the rental market, because that's what we talk about here on this show, is buy and hold real estate for the purposes of creating passive income, legacy wealth, right? That's what this whole channel is all about. If you look at those numbers and you think about the rental market right now, you may want to take another look because this is a healthy market. We are not in a bubble market right now. And for starters, let's talk about the real estate environment. Generally, it's quite good by any measure because the prices continue to rise. But median home prices in a new report, median home prices shot past the pre-recession levels to an all-time high. So we had that 2008-2009 recession. Now we're seeing those median home prices going up, 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 which is great news. So you're seeing people moving to new homes. You're seeing neighborhoods seeing some appreciation. People are able to see some value and their net worth increasing. Now, I'm not saying necessarily to go out there and start tapping into that with home equity lines of credit and those types of things. But for now, we're seeing the median home price rise, which is great for everyone. No one wants their home prices to decline. Even in strong rental markets, we're seeing this. So not just in San Francisco and Miami and New York City and Chicago and those types of places, but we're seeing it in the strong rental markets, which are the blue collar, hardworking areas, which don't see a lot of volatility typically at all, but seeing a nice little bit of appreciation is always golden. So I love that little bit of appreciation. So let's talk about some of the national home prices right now. National home prices were up about 5% in June of this year, in June of 2017, according to CoreLogic. And CoreLogic looks at all of that data and crunches it. And that's an even faster rate of appreciation than we saw in May and we saw in April. So we're seeing this appreciation going up, up, up. And you know, April is typically one of the hottest times of the year to sell a property. May is also a fantastic time. So the fact that when I'm analyzing this data, we're seeing it's even better in June, which is kind of a dead period. You know, people are kind of taking vacation. They're not really doing much. So putting your home on the market, a lot of people kind of wait. They're either going to do it in May or April, or they're going to wait till September to sell their house. Or late August is a good time too. So that's fantastic. Also, new home sales. So we're seeing new home sales for the first time in a long time, up to a 7-year high right now. So there's a lot of demand for new homes. In fact, that's why at Morris Invest, we've even started doing some new construction on rental properties, so which is fantastic. So we've been rolling that out to a few of our clients right now, and it's been fantastic. So some 3-bedroom, 2-baths, brand new construction, and it's been phenomenal. It's been exciting because, you know, typically we're doing full rehabs on properties, but to be able to actually, you know, to tear ground and put down brand new properties has been a lot of fun. And they've just been selling like hotcakes, which is great. So there is really strong demand for new homes as well. Now, critics are going to warn, here's where critics are going to come in, that the rising prices, rising demand can indicate a bubble in the same way that they did back in 2005. But when you dig a little bit deeper into this data, like I have, the housing market is much healthier than it was in the previous run-up. What do I mean by that? Well, back then, you had different housing starts, meaning housing starts are when you have construction companies going out and just building tons and tons and tons of homes because they know that all these buyers, they can get mortgages, right? They can get tons of mortgages. They don't even have a job and they can get mortgages. They don't have a job and they can get a mortgage. They don't have income and they can get a mortgage. And so you had all of these new construction projects happening and you had, I think it was like over 2 million housing starts back then kicking up. So there was a lot of dust. There was a lot of cranes. You probably heard nonstop bulldozers in your neighborhood. That is not the case anymore. It's about half of that level. And I think it's a fairly healthy number. You know, I'm not a prognosticator, but I think some of the big differences is that people now can't get mortgages as easily as they could back then. They have to really prove that they have the ability to pay back a mortgage and that they have a job in order to facilitate paying that mortgage. So what does that mean? That also means that foreclosures are at their lowest level since at least the year 2000. Foreclosures are way down. I mean, it's very rare. I used to buy a lot of foreclosed properties when I would renovate them. it's almost impossible to find foreclosures anymore. That's not a game that I'm even in anymore because they're so difficult to find. So it's not like people are burying themselves in all kinds of debt, things that they can't afford like they used to. So some of those fundamentals, if you look at that, people can actually get mortgages. They have to fill out all that paperwork. And because of now the new restrictions and regulations, it takes a lot longer to get a mortgage. It's really frustrating. So the people that manage to get a mortgage probably have a job. They probably have a good credit score. They probably have good fundamentals in order to pay back those mortgages. You have construction companies which are building first-time homes for millennials now. They're starting to actually build some of those homes in places. We're seeing it in different spots around the country, which is good. So housing starts are up. And bottom line is we're still having we have the best ability for foreign investments to come into the United States in order to acquire rental properties. So we at our company at Morris Invest, we work with a lot of international clients who book a call with us and then end up, you know, buying properties. There's a few more hoops and hurdles that they need to go through in order to invest in the United States. You know, if they're buying it in an LLC, which or some other business entity, a C corporation, they're going to want to set up that business entity in the United States. They also have to get a bank account in the United States. So a few more hoops and hurdles to jump through, because when the rent comes in from the tenant, that's going to get paid to the LLC. It has to go into an American bank account. So they have a few more hoops and hurdles to jump through, but it's relatively easy to get into it and actually start acquiring real estate in the United States. So hey, let's celebrate America. You know, a lot of people it seems like crap on America lately. I'm not. I love this country. It's the greatest country in the world for investing in real estate. So if you're thinking about investing in real estate, there's no better country in the world to invest in real estate with the types of returns that you're able to get. And plus the tax benefits that outweigh any other country's tax benefits for real estate investing. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Please email me. Also leave some comments in the thread below if you're watching on the video. Thank you so much for subscribing. And go out there, have an enjoyable 4th of July holiday. Or if you're not watching this on the 4th of July, hey, just celebrate America then and start investing in real estate. So go out there, everyone, take action and start investing in real estate. We'll see you next time, everyone. Much love to you all.